Shalom Aleichem to everybody. There's often confusion regarding Dvarim Shebekedusha, including that as Baruch Hu, Kedusha, Kaddish, Chazar, Sashatz, any of those areas and parts of Tefillah that require 10 people. As mentioned, Baruch Hu, Kedusha, Kaddish, Chazar, Sashatz, Shmon Esrei, when there's a requirement of 10, a quorum, 10, that you need an Eda, 10 people are required, is it that there's an absolute necessity for 10 people to answer Baruch Hu, 10 people to answer Kedusha, 10 people to make sure that the Amen Neheish Me Rabbah is being recited? Are there 10 people that must be involved, engaged, and 9 of them responding to the Chazan and Chazar Shatzatz? Is that the 10 that are required to be doing? Or no? Is it enough that there are just 10 people in the room? So long as the majority, 6 of them, are actually responsively engaged in the tefillah. So there needs to be 6 people responding to Baruch as long as there are 10 people in the room. There need to be 6 people responding to Kedusha as long as there are 10 in the room. There need to be 6 people responding to Gadish and Chazar Sashatz as long as there are 10 in the room. What is the requirement? Is it a requirement that 9 plus the Chazan are actually engaged, actively involved in answering Amen, Baruch, Kedusha, Kadish, and the Amen to Chazar Sashatz? Or is it enough just to have 6 people answering as long as there are 10 in the room? So of course, 10 is a requirement. Every Dover Shebe Kedusha requires 10. However, what is the nature of the requirement of 10? Is it 10 absolute, responsively engaged, answering Amen and to all these Dvarim Shebe Kedusha? Or is it enough to have 10 people in the room alone? Because that's what creates the Eda, that's what creates the assembly, but you need to have 6 people davening. If you take a look in Siman Nun Hei or Chaim, Sivav, the Mechaber writes as follows, quoting the Hagos Maimonius in Perek Ches of Hilchos Tefillah. Im hischil echar mehasar lispalo levado. You have 10 people, and one of those 10 decides to daven on his own merry way. Ve'enu yachol lano simoim, and as a result, he's unable to respond to the congregation. Oshu yashan, one of the 10 is sleeping. Afilu hachi mitzarif imahem, even so, that person who's sleeping, that person who is not able to answer, is mitzarif, and is included in the makeup of 10. And the Mishnah Berurah explains what's the explanation of this. As long as there are 10 people in the room, that is what creates the Shechina to come down and to be in this Beis HaKnesses. At this point, it's called Nikdashti Besoch Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, we have 10. 10 is sufficient. 10 is enough. And therefore, as a result, it's enough just to have 10 people in the room, because that's what creates the Asara. That's what creates the Shechina. And that creates Nikdashti Besoch Bnei Yisrael. And the Mechaber, quoting the Hagos Maimonides, seems to be very clear. As long as there are 10 people in the room, you have your Eda. One person who's not responding, one person who's sleeping, and the Achronim say, Lav Dafka one, even 2 or 3, as long as there's a Rov, as long as there are 6 people answering, that is enough. The Mishnah Berurah says that in Sifkat and Lamed Beis. And therefore, from this Shulchan Aruch and Siman Nun Hei Sif and Vav, it seems quite clear that as long as there are 10 in the room and 6 responsive, that is sufficient. However, later in Shulchan Aruch, in the end of Hilchos Tefillah, Siman Kuf Chuf Dalet, the Halachas of Chazar Sashatz, Sif Dalid, the Mechaber writes as follows, and here the Mechaber is quoting the Tur b'Shem the Rosh. Kish Shliach Tzibur Chozer HaTfila, when the Shliach Tzibur is going through Chazaras HaShatz, HaKahol, those in the Tzibur, those in the shul, yesh lem lishtok lechaven, you should be quiet and silent and pay attention, lebrachos shemivarech hachazen velanos amen. You gotta answer. Everybody needs to answer amen, silently, quietly, and make sure you're hearing every bracha that's being recited. And then the Mechaber concludes, V'imein tisha mechavim lebirchosav. If there are not 9 people responding to the brachos and chazaras hashatz that are being made, karov lios brachos levatala. That's called a bracha levatala. If there are 10 people and only 9 are answering, so at that point, you have a minyan. But if there are not nine people answering, and only eight, seven, or six are answering Amrin Techazar Sashatz, Karav Lios Birchosev Levatala, Lachin Kol Odom Yase Atzmo Kilo Ein Tisha Zulos Vichav Leberchas Achazen, you should make sure to view yourself as if you are one of those nine people and never, ever, whatsoever talk, chatter, engage in other activities so that you can't and don't answer Amrin. But from this mechaber, it's very clear. If you don't have nine people answering, it's called a bracha levatala. And the Nosei Kelim in Shulchan Aruch and Orachaim Simenon Hey ask a stira between the Mechaber and Simenon Hey and the Mechaber and Simen Kuf Chuf Dal. Because the Mechaber and Simenon Hey Sivav seems very clear, as long as six are saying Amen, as long as six are responding to Baruch and to Chazar Sashatz and to Kaddish, it's sufficient because you have an Ikdash, you have the Eid, the Shlema, you have the Shechin, as long as there are 10 people in the room. But here the Mechaber and Simen Kuf Chuf Dal, Siv Dal, is very clear that you need nine people responding. And therefore, what is the psak of the Mechaber? Do you need nine responding and 10 people in totality engaged, answering Baruch Hu Kedusha, Kaddish, and Amin Techazar Sashatz? Or is it like it says in Simen Kuf Chuf Dalet? Or is it enough to have 6, 7, or 8? And you don't need 9 because of the psak of the Mechaber in Simen Nun Hei, Sif Vav. This question and this stira is raised by the Magen Avram, the Taz, the Prima Gadim, the Graz, in Simen Nun Hei. The Magen Avraham in Simen Nun Hei, Sif Katan Dalet writes, we don't paskin like Simen Kuf Chuf Dalet. The Iker Psak is like Simen Nun Hei. Ein Achanami, it's a stira. From the Mechaber in Simen Nun Hei, it emerges as long as you have 6, it's enough. From the Mechaber in Simen Kuf Chuf Dalet, you need 9 answering. 10 total engagement. However, says the Magen Avraham, because of this stira, it seems that we don't paskin like Simen Kuf Chuf Dalet. It's erased. That halach is erased, and as long as you have 6, 7, or 8, it's enough. The Iker Psak is like the Mechaber says in Simen Nun Hei, as long as you have 6, that's sufficient. And according to the Magen Avraham, Simen Kuf Chuf Dalet, Sif Dalet is erased lehalacha, and that's not the way we paskin. That's the Psak of the Magen Avraham, Simen Nun Hei, Sif Katan Dalet. The Taz argues. The Taz in Simen Nun Hei, Sif Katan Ches says no. Both of these halachas are true. One is l'chatchila, and one is b'diavad. According to the way the Prima Gadim understands the Taz, the pshat of the Taz in the two Mechabers is that in Simen Nun Hei, that if you have 6 people answering, it's okay. That's b'diavad. But that's certainly not l'chatchila. L'chatchila Simen Kuf Chuf Dalet. You need to have 9 people answering, and there has to be 10 people involved, engaged in answering Amen. And if you have that, then you're Yotzei the Din l'chatchila of having an Eidah, of having Kiddusha and Nikdashti and the Shechina Sharia Beinayim. So l'chatchila we paskin like Simen Kuf Chuf Dalet, says the Prima Gadim and says the Taz. B'di'eved, if you don't have that, okay, you're still Yotzei, you're still allowed to say Amen, you could still continue the minyan, and that is the way that the Taz, the Prima Gadim, or Miyashev, and reconcile the stira between Simen Kuf Chuf Dalet and Simen Nun Hei. However, the Prima Gadim himself, commenting on the Taz, as well as the Graz, the Balatanya, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Simen Nun Hei, Siv Zayin, says both halachas are true. And it depends what we're talking about. Simen Nun Hei is talking about Baruch Hu, is talking about Kedusha. It's talking about Kaddish. It's talking about those halachas. That if long as you have 6 for Baruch Hu, Kiddush or Kaddish, that's sufficient. Simen Kuf Chuf Dalet is unique. Simen Kuf Chuf Dalet is the simen of Chazar Sashatz. And when it comes to Chazar Sashatz, you're making 19 brachas. And therefore the Mechaber says, Karov Lios Bracha Levatala Dafka when it comes to Chazar Sashatz. When it comes to Chazar Sashatz, you need 9 people answering. But Dafka when it comes to Chazar Sashatz, that's true. However, when it comes to Amens, when it comes to Baruch Hu, when it comes to Kedusha, when it comes to Kaddish, you don't need 9 answering, and 6 answering is enough. Thus, we have 3 answers as to how to reconcile the stira and the mechaber between Simen Nun Hei and Simen Kuf Chuf Dalet. According to the Magen Avraham, we wipe away the mechaber and Simen Kuf Chuf Dalet, and we paskin be'ikr like Simen Nun Hei, and therefore, as long as you have 6, that's sufficient. According to the Taz, it's a difference between lechatchila and b'di'evet. Lechatchila, we paskin like Simen Kuf Chuf Dalet. There have to be 9 people answering, and if not, karav lios habracha levatala. B'di'evet, ex post facto, and not the perfect world, as long as you have 6 answering, that's okay. But according to the Primogadim and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it depends what we're talking about. Simen Nun Hei is talking about Kedush and Kaddish, and if you learn Simen Nun Hei and you see the halachas there, that's exactly what we're talking about. Kedusha, Kaddish, and Barchu. And Simen Kuf Chav Dalet is specifically talking about Chazar Sashatz, and for Chazar Sashatz, you need 9 people responding, and when it comes to Barchu and Kedusha, 6 is sufficient. How do we paskin, like the Magen Avram, the Taz, or the Graz? So Rov Minyan Ubinyan Shel Poskim, the majority of halachic authorities, post the Magen Avram, the Taz, and the Graz, and the Prima Gadim, paskin like the third answer, the approach of the Balatanya, that it depends what we're dealing with. And therefore, as a result, lichatchila, when it comes to Chazar Sashatz, there should be 9 people responding. And therefore, we wait for there to be 9 people in the Tzibur lichatchila prepared to answer Amen to the brachos of the Shliach Tzibur. However, when it comes to Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu, it's not necessary to have 9 people. Of course, lechatchila, you want 9 people answering. But according to the Graz, it's still lechatchila just to have 6. And therefore, for Chazar Sashatz and Shachris and Mincha, you look around the room and you see, are there 9 people who are ready to answer and respond Amen to Chazar Sashatz? And therefore, if you have 9, you proceed. If you don't have 9, you won't. As opposed to Kaddish after Mariv, when it's not Chazar Sashatz. Therefore, at that point, as long as there's 6 people prepared to answer Amen, that is sufficient. That's the Rov Minyan Uposkin, that's the majority approach, that's what we try to do in Shul, that for Chazar Sashatz, for Shachars and Mincha, we want there to be 9 people answering. We don't start Chazar Sashatz until there are 9 people ready and prepared. And when it comes to Kedusha, when it comes to Kaddish, when it comes to Baruch Hu, as long as there are 6, that is sufficient. So therefore, Mariv, if you can't wait, then it's certainly lechatchila, as long as you have 6 people are answering, as long as there are 10 in the room, that's okay. That's lechatchila. However, the post can point out, b'di'eved, you could be somech on the Magen Avram. And again, the Magen Avram says, simen kuf chav dalet, waiting for 9 people of Chazar Sashatz, we wipe that away. The Iker Psak of the Mechaber is Simen Nun Hei. And therefore, b'di'eved, in a situation where people are rushing and there's no time, people have to get to work in an early morning minyan, and if you're going to wait for 9 people to answer Chazar Sashatz, it's going to cost 3, 4, 5 minutes sometimes. You could be Somech on the Magen Avram, and as long as there are 6 people ready to respond and to say Amen, at that point it would be okay to start Chazar Sashatz, to wait for 6 alone based upon the Psak of the Magen Avram. So therefore, both things are true. 6 is true and 10 is true. In the perfect world, you wait for 9, and the 10th, of course, is the chazan for Chazar Sashatz. And in the perfect world, it's enough just to have 6 for Kedusha and for Kaddish and for Baruch Hu. However, lechatchila, ideally, sure you want 10 people responding. B'di'eved, if it's an impossibility to wait for 9 people to respond to Chazar Sashatz, it'd be permitted to be somech on the Magen Avram and to have 6 people alone. There's another area in halacha where you also see the ability to answer and to continue even though there are not 10 people responding. And that you find in Simen Nun Hei and Seifim Beis and Gimel. There the Mechaber talks about a minyan shinis parik, a minyan that becomes dissembled. And as a result of starting with 10, somehow you wind up with less than 10. Somebody walks out. It's not the right thing to do. On that, the Ramah says, Ozve Hashem Yichlu, such a person who leaves and disassembles a minyan is misparik a minyan. HaKadosh Baruch will have wrath on such a person. However, the halacha says in Simen Nun Hei, Sifim Beis and Gimel, Im Hischel Omar Kaddish O Kedusha Ba'asara, V'yotsu Miktsasan, Gomrim Oso HaKaddish O Oso HaKedusha Shehischel, V'hush Nishtairu Ruban. The same thing is true in Sif Gimel. If you start a section of tefillah with 10, and then as you look around during that section, there are only 9 people left, the halach is it's permitted to continue, even though you don't have 10 at this point. So for example, if you started Chazar Sashatz with 10, and some point, you notice there's only 9, somebody left, you keep on going. The same thing is true when it comes to Kedusha. The same thing is true when it comes to each and every section. You started with 10 people for Kriyas HaTorah. And somewhere in Levi, you look around, there are only 9 people. You could continue and go through Shlishi with the Kaddish after. You finish Gomer Oso HaInyon. You finish that section. However, once you finish that section, it's prohibited to move on to something else. And for that reason, the Mishnah Berurah says, And Simonun Hey, Sivkatan Tezain, Lafi Haskamas Aposkim, Afil Matfila Balacha Shaya Gamkin Basar. Let's say you had 10 people for the silent Shmon Esrei. Dinuhu Shalo Yaskil Hashatz Bekol Ram Bepachos Measara. You can't start Chazaras Hashatz without 10. Now he's not saying whether 10 people are ant, 9 people are answering, or there are just 10 people in the room. He's not getting involved in that question here in the Mishnah Berurah. But because Chazaras Hashatz is considered to be a separate, unique, new Seder Hatfila, therefore, if you had 10 for the silent Shemoneh Esrei, and right now you don't have 10 in the room for Chazaras Hashatz, it'd be prohibited to continue. And the same thing is true for Kriyas HaTorah. If you started with 10, but you don't have 10, you could keep on going, but you wouldn't be able to say Maftir, you wouldn't be able to say Haftorah. And each and every single section of Tefillah is the same, and therefore one has to know this halacha as well. That yes, 10 is Lechatchil, and we always want 10. We want 10 answering, we want 10 in the room, but even in a circumstance where you don't even have 10 in the room, you don't have 9 in the room, you don't have 8, you have 6 in the room. As long as you started one section, you could continue and complete that section, but to start something else would be prohibited. There's a third area where 10 is very unique. And that you can find in Hilchos Tefillah Simen Tzadi in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Chafches, quoting the Chaye Adam, when it comes to the silent Shmona Esrei, when it comes to the private Shtiller Shmona Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Chayyim, says, Iker Tfila B'Tzibur, the primary component of Tfila B'Tzibur, who Tfila Shmon Esrei. Shmon Esrei is considered to be the ultimate of the entire Seder HaTfila, Shachris, Minchan Marv. Dehainu Shiespalalu Asara Anashim, Shem Gedolim B'Yachad. The Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Chayyim, seems to indicate that you actually need 10 people davening together for it to be called Tfila B'Tzibur. So up until this point, what we've said is 6 or 10 allows the Dvarim Shebi Kedusha. Even though you don't have 10 people in answering, you don't have 9 people answering. If you have 10 people in the room, you could say Kaddish, you could say Kedusha, you could say Baruch Hu. And the same thing is true with the silent Shemoneh Esrei and Chazaras Hashatz. If there are 10 people in the room, it's still okay. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, a careful reading of the Mishnah Berurah, citing the Chaye Adam, of course that's true for the silent Shmoneh Esrei as well. But if you don't have 10 people actively davening together, shiyaspalalu asara anashim shem gdolim biyachad, you don't have tefillah b'tzibur. You don't have the maila of tefillah b'tzibur. V'lo kamo shechoshim hehamo, not like most people think, says the Mishnah Berurah. She'ikr lehispala be'asara, the main purpose of davening with 10, hurak l'shmua kadosh u'kdush u'barchu. V'lachein ein makpidim rak shu asar be'beis ha'knesses. Some people think the ikr of a minion, of having a quorum of 10 people, is to hear kadosh, kedush, and baruch hu, says the Chaye Adam, quoted by the Mishmur. It's not true. The ikr time that you need 10 people actively is for silent Shmon Esrei. That's called tefillah b'tzibur. And then the Chaye Adam concludes, Chov al Adam lamar lava l'beis ha'knesses. If you want to be a zocha to the ikr tefila b'tzibur, make sure you're in shul for the silent Shmona Esrei. And that is what the ikr tefila b'tzibur, what emerges from the Mishnah Berurah and the Chaye Adam, is that if you have 6 people that are saying davening Shmona Esrei together, and 4 other people in the room, although that is called Shmona Esrei, it may not be called tefila b'tzibur. And this is not only what seems to be the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah and the Chaye Adam, but it's explicitly the Psak of Ramosha Feinstein, Igros Moshe, Arachayim. Chelak Aleph, Simanim Chavches, Chavtes, and Lamed says Ramosha, if you want to have the Mila of Tefillah B'Tzibur, you need 10 people that are actually saying Shmona Esrei together. And therefore, there are many shuls that wait to make sure that there actually are 10 people saying silent Shmon Esrei together. And they'll wait for 9 people and the Chazan so that there are 10 people saying Shmon Esrei together, because that, according to the Mishmur, the Chaye Adam, and Rav Moshe, is what we call Tefillah B'Tzibur. Mikra Din, Lahalacha, as long as you have 6 and 4 others, and you have 10 people in the room, Dvarim Shebi Kedusha, that's enough. And Rav Moshe is not disagreeing with that. All Rav Moshe is saying is if you want the Maila of tefillah b'tzibur, if you want to be zocha, that you're called, that you have been mispalel with the tzibur, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not moes b'tfilas rabim, and the maila and the uniqueness of davening b'tzibur, if you want that, you need 10 people actively daven. So it's the Mishnah Berurah. It's the Chai Adam. It's Rav Moshe, but it's also in the Tshuvas Vanagas, Rav Moshe Shtermbach, Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuvbe is quoting that this was also the opinion of the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav also held that that was what's called Iker HaTfilah, is you have Asara actively engaged in davening. It's also the opinion of the Stiplegon, Yaakov Yisrael Kanyevsky, Orchas Rabbeinu, Chelek Aleph, Simon and Aleph says this as well. However, according to most poskim, and certainly in the Chassidish poskim, you don't find this, as well as in other poskim, you don't see this chiddush necessarily of Rav Moshe the Briska Rav and the Stipler, which does seem to be the pashut pshat, arguably, in the Mishnah Berurah and in the Chai Adam, and therefore there are many shuls, many bate knesios, many minyanim that don't wait to have 10 people actively davening Shmar Esrei to be called tefillah b'tzibur. Certainly, if it's an option and it's a possibility, a person and a shul should try to do that. Like this, your Yotzei, the opinion of the Mishmur, the Chai Adam, Rav Moshe, the Stipler, and the Briska Rav, and it's certainly a Miley, you want to be Zochet to Tefillah B'Tzibur on all the levels, but Mikra Adin, in order for it to have Dvarim Shekedusha, it's enough to have 10 people in the room and 6 active. So therefore, what we've seen is 3 different areas where you see 6 versus 4. The first is when it comes to Chazar Sashatz versus Baruch Hu Kedusha and Kaddish. There, based upon the psak of the Graz and the Prima Gadim, you actively lechatchila need 9 people answering for Chazar Sashatz, as opposed to Kedusha, as opposed to Baruch Hu, as opposed to Kaddish, it's enough just to have 6. B'dyevid, we said, the poskim rely on the opinion of the Magen Avraham, that as long as you have 6 people answering Chazar Sashatz, that's also okay. That's the first area. The second area where you don't necessarily need 10 is if you were maschil with 10. If you started a section of tefillah with 10, again, you could continue and finish and conclude that section. However, you can't move on to another section of tefillah. So if you have 6, 7, or 8 that are in the shul, in Kriyas HaTorah, you could complete Kriyas HaTorah as long as you started with that. But you'd be prohibited from starting another section. You couldn't say Kaddish moving forward. You could say Kaddish Tiskabel because that's going back on Shmona Esrei so long as you had 10. And a final and third area where arguably you do or don't need 10 is when it comes to the silent Shmona Esrei, Tfilas HaLachash, that according to Moshe, you absolutely need 10 actively people who are davening, like the Mishnah Berurah and the Chai Adam, to have the Maila of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Other poskim say that that's still called Tefillah B'Tzibur, even with 6 and 4, but certainly Lechatchila, for Tefillah B'Tzibur, in the Silent Shmoneh Esrei, one shul may want to have 10 people to be Yotze and to have the Schus of Tefillah B'Tzibur, according to the Mishnah Berurah and the Chai Adam. Wishing everybody a wonderful, wonderful week.